Welcome to this deep dive. We're stepping into a fascinating what-if scenario. What if Donald Trump wins the 2024 U.S. presidential election? We've got a stack of sources. They paint a picture of how a second Trump term could play out, from potential political shakeups to global power shifts, even how everyday Americans might be impacted. Are you ready to dive in?
Absolutely. This scenario raises so many questions about the future of American politics, domestic policies, and the country's role on the world stage. Let's unpack what these sources are telling us.
Okay, so first things first, the immediate aftermath. Our sources are painting two very different pictures of how people might react if Trump wins again.
Sure.
On the one hand, you've got his supporters, probably popping champagne corks, feeling like round two is about to begin. But for those who oppose him, the
Yeah,
whole different story.
absolutely. You can bet on that. Imagine it this way. Conservative media outlets, they're likely going to be emphasizing all of Trump's promises, all those Make America Strong Again promises. While more liberal outlets, they're probably going to be expressing some serious concerns about the potential consequences of his policies. It really highlights the deep polarization that we're already seeing in how news is covered.
And that polarization doesn't stop at the media, does it?
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Our sources suggest things could get pretty intense in Washington, D.C. itself. One source even hints that Trump might use a second term to go after those he saw as enemies during his first term.
Oh, wow.
We're not just talking about political rivals here, but potentially investigations or even criminal charges
Well,
against bureaucrats or even media figures who were critical of him.
that's a really crucial point. Think about the potential impact on Washington's political atmosphere. If government officials and journalists are constantly worried about being targeted, it could create a chilling effect on free speech and open debate. People might be afraid to speak out or criticize the administration just for fear of retaliation.
That's a pretty unsettling thought.
It is.
It makes you wonder what kind of precedent that would set. But let's shift gears a bit
Okay.
and talk about foreign policy, where things get even more interesting. One source claims that Trump might drastically reduce aid to Ukraine if he gets a second term.
Really?
They're suggesting this could be a cornerstone of his America First Agenda 2.0.
This is where understanding Trump's motivations is key. It's not just about America First as a slogan. The sources suggest this potential move could be driven by a desire to reduce U.S. involvement in foreign conflicts and to free up resources to focus on domestic issues. But there are also hints that Trump's personal views on Putin and his assessment of the strategic importance of Ukraine might be factoring into the equation.
So it's not as simple as just wanting to disengage from the world.
Right.
There might be other factors at play too.
Absolutely.
What are some of the possible consequences of this kind of move?
Well, for starters, European leaders, they're likely to be very concerned about what a reduction in U.S. aid would mean for Ukraine's ability to defend itself against Russian aggression. Remember NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, plays a critical role in European
That's
security.
right.
A lot of its members rely on the U.S. for military support. If the U.S. reduces its commitment to Ukraine, it could weaken NATO's position and embolden Russia.
And what about here in the US? Would there be any pushback from those who believe we should continue supporting Ukraine?
Oh, absolutely. You're likely to see a heated debate within the U.S. about the implications of this policy shift. Some will argue that reducing aid is a pragmatic decision. It prioritizes American interests, while others will view it as abandoning an ally in a time of need and potentially damaging our reputation on the world stage.
Okay, so there's Ukraine, but what about the rest of the world? How would other countries react to a second Trump presidency?
The sources portray a pretty complex picture of Trump's potential foreign policy approach. On one hand, he's demonstrated a willingness to engage in diplomacy with leaders like Putin, often framing it as a way to prevent conflict. But on the other hand, he's taken a very confrontational stance with China, imposing tariffs and pushing to bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S.
It's like he's playing a high-stakes chess game on the global stage. But what are the potential benefits and risks of this kind of approach?
Well, if we look at Russia first, improved relations could potentially lead to greater stability and cooperation on issues like arms control and counterterrorism, and shifting manufacturing back to the U.S. could create jobs and boost certain sectors of the economy. But those potential benefits, they come with risks. Being too conciliatory with Russia could embolden them to act more aggressively in their region, and trade wars with China could lead to higher prices for consumers.
Yeah.
And hurt American businesses that rely on Chinese markets.
So a lot of potential upside, but also some serious downsides to consider. What I'm hearing is that predicting the exact outcome of any of these foreign policy moves is practically impossible.
You got it.
There are just too many variables at play.
Exactly. And that's what makes this scenario so fascinating. We're talking about a global landscape where the only certainty is uncertainty.
So we've got a potential powder keg in Washington, D.C., a major shift in how the U.S. approaches global affairs, and a whole lot of question marks about what it all means for the average American. This is definitely getting interesting.
You got that right. And in our next segment, we'll delve into how some of these hypothetical policies might actually play out in the lives of everyday Americans.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear stories of families on the border, veterans grappling with shifting priorities, and even students worried about the future of our planet. So let's shift our focus now to Main Street America and talk about how some of these potential policy changes might actually impact the lives of everyday people.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in all the high-level political maneuvering and global power plays, but at the end of the day, it's the everyday experiences of Americans that really matter.
Absolutely, and that's where these sources provide some really eye-opening perspectives. They go beyond the headlines. They give us a glimpse into how a second Trump term could be felt in different corners of the country.
Okay, so let's start with immigration.
Okay.
We've talked about the possibility of stricter border control and tighter enforcement of immigration laws.
Right.
What would that look like in practice?
Well, picture this construction cruiser back at work, expanding the border wall. Immigration officials have increased authority to apprehend and detain undocumented immigrants. And certain legal pathways to immigration are becoming more restricted.
That paints a pretty vivid picture, but how would these policies actually affect the lives of people living in border communities?
The sources offer a really compelling example through the story of a mother living in a Texas border town.
Okay.
She describes feeling a sense of relief at the prospect of increased security and a crackdown on drug trafficking. But she also expresses deep concern about the potential for families to be separated and the moral implications of turning away asylum seekers.
It's a powerful reminder that there are human faces behind these policy decisions. What might seem like a straightforward solution on paper can have unintended consequences.
Absolutely.
For real people.
And her story highlights the complexities of immigration. It's not just about numbers or abstract principles. It's about people's lives, their hopes, and their fears.
Okay, so we've got anxieties and uncertainties around immigration.
Right.
What other areas of domestic policy are likely to be impacted?
Another area where we could see significant change is climate policy.
Okay.
Remember those potential rollbacks of environmental regulations we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Well, they could have ripple effects throughout the economy and everyday life.
Right, because the sources seem to indicate that Trump sees environmental regulations as a roadblock to economic growth.
That's right. The logic seems to be that by easing regulations on industries like oil and gas production, you can boost job creation, lower energy prices, and ultimately stimulate the economy. And for some Americans, those potential benefits are very appealing.
Especially if you're struggling to make ends meet, or you live in a community where those industries are a major source of employment.
Precisely. But of course, there's another side to this coin. The sources also highlight the concerns of environmental groups, who warn that rolling back these regulations could have dire consequences for the environment and accelerate the pace of climate change.
And it's not just environmental groups who are worried, right?
No.
There are plenty of everyday Americans who are deeply concerned about climate change and its potential impact on their communities, their health, and their children's future.
Absolutely. And for them, these potential policy changes are a source of real anxiety. They see it as a step backward in the fight against climate change and a betrayal of future generations.
So you've got these two very different perspectives, those who see economic opportunity and those who fear environmental catastrophe. It seems like almost every policy decision in this scenario is going to create winners and losers.
That's a keen observation, and it underscores the importance of understanding the nuanced ways these policies could impact different groups of people. There's rarely a one-size-fits-all solution.
Okay, so we've got immigration, climate policy. What else is on the table?
Remember how we talked about Trump potentially targeting his perceived enemies?
Right.
That could extend beyond Washington, D.C. and impact ordinary citizens as well.
Mm-mm.
The sources hint at the possibility of increased surveillance and scrutiny of certain groups or individuals who have been critical of Trump or his policies.
Wait, so we're talking about the possibility of everyday Americans feeling like they're being targeted or monitored by their own government.
That's what some of the sources are suggesting. And that kind of atmosphere could create a sense of fear and distrust, making people hesitant to speak out or express dissenting views.
That's pretty chilling. It makes you wonder if this hypothetical second term could end up being even more divisive than the first.
That's certainly a possibility. And the sources also hint at potential changes to law enforcement practices. That could have a disproportionate impact on certain communities.
What kind of changes are we talking about?
The sources mention the possibility of a renewed emphasis on law and order policies, potentially including things like increased police presence in certain neighborhoods, stricter sentencing guidelines, and a greater focus on crime prevention through deterrence rather than rehabilitation.
I can see how those policies might appeal to people who are concerned about crime and want to feel safer in their communities.
Absolutely. And the sources give us a glimpse into that perspective through the story of a veteran who lives in a city that has seen a rise in crime.
Okay.
He expresses support for tougher law enforcement measures, believing they are necessary to restore order and hold criminals accountable.
But I imagine there are others who would view those policies with skepticism, maybe even fear.
You're right. There's a valid concern that these types of policies could lead to racial profiling, over-policing of minority communities, and an erosion of civil liberties. The sources even highlight the story of a college student who fears that these policies could create a climate of fear and intimidation, making it more difficult for marginalized groups to feel safe and exercise their rights.
It sounds like we're talking about a potential trade-off between security and freedom, a situation where one group's sense of safety might come at the expense of another group's sense of liberty.
That's a very astute observation, and it goes to the heart of the dilemma that these sources present. How do you strike a balance between protecting citizens from harm and safeguarding their individual rights?
It's a question that has no easy answers, and it seems like this hypothetical second Trump term could amplify those tensions and force us to confront some very uncomfortable truths about ourselves as a nation.
You're hitting on something really important here. These sources are not just about predicting the future. They're about challenging us to think critically about the values we hold dear and the kind of society we want to create.
Okay, so we've talked about immigration, climate policy, law enforcement, and the potential impact on civil liberties. What other aspects of American life could be affected?
Well, the sources also touch upon the potential economic implications of a second Trump term. Remember those trade wars with China we discussed earlier?
Yeah.
They could have a direct impact on the prices of goods and services, potentially leading to higher costs for consumers.
Right. And it's not just consumers who would feel the pinch, American businesses that rely on imports from China or that export goods to Chinese markets could also be negatively affected.
Exactly. And there's also the potential for job losses in certain sectors. If those trade tensions escalate, it's a complex web of economic interconnectedness. And the sources suggest that a second Trump term could introduce a lot of volatility and uncertainty into the mix.
So what I'm hearing is that this hypothetical scenario could touch virtually every aspect of American life.
That's right.
From the political climate to the economy to the very fabric of our communities.
And it's not just about abstract policy debates. It's about the tangible ways these policies could shape the lived experiences of everyday Americans.
Okay, so we've explored the potential domestic impacts.
Right.
But how would a second Trump term be perceived and reacted to on the global stage? What kind of ripple effects could we see internationally?
That's where we'll pick up in our next segment. We'll dive into the potential reactions of our allies and rivals, the possibility of new global alliances forming, and what a more unpredictable and potentially isolationist America might mean for the balance of power in the world.
Okay, so we've talked about how a second Trump presidency could shake things up here at home, but what about the rest of the world? Our sources suggest things could get pretty interesting on the international stage, too.
Yeah, definitely a lot to unpack there.
Let's start with our traditional allies, especially in Europe. I remember some tension during Trump's first term over things like NATO funding and trade deals. What kind of reaction are we talking about here?
Well, imagine you're a European leader, and you've just heard that Trump has been reelected. You might be feeling a mix of anxiety and skepticism. After all, Trump's America First approach during his first term ruffled a lot of feathers and raised doubts about America's commitment to its long-standing alliances.
Right, because the whole idea behind NATO is that an attack on one member is considered an attack on all members, right?
Exactly. It's a collective defense agreement. And the U.S. plays a crucial role in ensuring its credibility. But during his first term, Trump questioned the value of NATO. He pressured European countries to increase their defense spending, even suggesting that the U.S. might not come to the aid of allies who didn't meet his demands.
So it's understandable why some European leaders might be a little nervous about a second Trump presidency. What are some of the potential consequences of that anxiety?
Well, one possibility is that European countries might start to hedge their bets and look for ways to become less reliant on the U.S. for their security and economic well-being.
Okay.
They might strengthen their own defense capabilities, forge new partnerships with other countries, or even try to revive the Iran nuclear deal, which Trump withdrew from during his first term.
So we could see a shift in the global power dynamic, with Europe becoming more independent and the U.S. playing a less dominant role.
That's certainly one possible outcome, and could have significant implications for how global issues, like climate change, trade, and conflict resolution, are addressed. We could even see new power blocks emerging as countries realign themselves based on shared interests and values.
Yeah, that's a pretty big shakeup. It makes you realize just how interconnected the world is and how decisions made in Washington can have ripple effects across the globe. But let's shift our focus now to some of the other major players on the world stage. How might countries like Russia and China respond to a second Trump presidency?
That's where things get really intriguing. With Russia, it's a bit of a mixed bag. On the one hand, Trump has expressed admiration for Putin and has shown a willingness to engage with him directly. Some might see this as an opportunity for improved relations, maybe even cooperation on issues like arms control or counterterrorism.
But on the other hand, Trump has also imposed sanctions on Russia and criticized their actions in places like Ukraine and Syria.
Exactly. And that's why predicting how Russia might react is so difficult. They could see a second Trump term as a chance to reset relations and pursue their own interests more aggressively, especially if they perceive the U.S. as being less engaged in global affairs. Or they could view Trump as an unpredictable and unreliable partner, which could lead to more tension and mistrust.
So a lot of uncertainty surrounding Russia's potential response. What about China? How might they view a second Trump term?
If you remember those trade wars we talked about earlier, you can bet that China is paying close attention to this election. Trump's confrontational approach to China, with tariffs and accusations of unfair trade practices, has created a lot of friction between the two economic superpowers.
And that friction hasn't exactly gone away, has it?
No, it hasn't.
There are still tariffs in place and ongoing disputes over things like technology and intellectual property.
That's right. So a second Trump term could mean a continuation of those trade tensions, possibly even escalating into a full-blown trade war with serious economic consequences for both countries. Or it could be an opportunity for a fresh start, a chance to renegotiate trade deals and find common ground on some of the issues that have been dividing them.
So with China, just like with Russia, there's a lot of potential for both cooperation and conflict. It all depends on how Trump chooses to approach the relationship.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole scenario so fascinating. We're not just talking about one country's election. We're talking about a potential turning point in global affairs.
Yeah.
A moment where the balance of power could shift in unpredictable ways.
It really makes you think about the butterfly effect, doesn't it?
It does.
How a single event can set off a chain reaction that impacts the entire world.
Absolutely. And in this case, that single event is the 2024 U.S. presidential election. The choices made by American voters could have far-reaching consequences that extend far beyond our borders.
It's a lot to process. We've covered so much ground today, from potential political shakeups in Washington, D.C., to the anxieties of everyday Americans and the reactions of countries around the world. It's been quite a deep dive.
It has. And I think the biggest takeaway is that the future is not predetermined. It's something we create collectively through our choices and actions.
I like that. It's a reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the world we want to live in, whether it's staying informed, engaging in thoughtful discussions, or participating in the political process, our voices and our actions matter.
Couldn't agree more. The future is not something that just happens to us. It's something we actively create.
Well said. And on that note, we want to leave you with one final thought to ponder. As we've explored all these different what-ifs and potential outcomes, one question keeps coming back to me. Could a second Trump presidency bring the country together, or would it further deepen the divisions that already exist? What do you think? Let us know in the comments.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.